Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." And Saul said unto Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord." And Samuel said unto Saul, "I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel." 1 Samuel 15:26. Saul had been commanded to go and utterly destroy the Amalekites, both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. 1 Samuel 15:3. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuge, that they utterly destroyed. 1 Samuel 15:9. Do we in our worship and service of God today have to do all that he says? Or can we, like Saul, choose what we will do and what we will not do? The instructions given to Saul was simple as the instruction that is given to us. We either do as God says, or we do not do as he says. Man, in his human wisdom, will decide that God does not really mean what he says. We will dismiss a certain part of a commandment, or we will add something that God has not commanded. Notice that God saw the action of Saul as rebellion, stubbornness, and transgression. Those actions result in eternal death. Saul tried to offer an excuse and blame the people. He blamed the serpent, and Adam blamed the woman. The serpent, Eve, and Adam suffered the consequences of their transgression as we shall. Samuel told Saul that God wanted obedience rather than sacrifice. We cannot wear a name that God has not authorized. We cannot offer an act of worship that God has not authorized. We cannot become children of God in any way other than what God has authorized. God's voice must be heard and must be obeyed exactly as he has instructed. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. James 2:10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.